Welcome back to Risky Business. This is episode 11.
Yeah, we got college football week 10 and NFL week 9. We're at the end of October here. Let us be the first to wish you a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And we're recording this on October 30th, 2024. And please remember to always gamble responsibly. Let's go over the records from last week. I put up a 3-4. D went 4-2.
That's right.
I have now slid to 23-25, and he is 27-25. So I'm 2 under. He's 2 over. Hopefully, I can get back to 500 this week. That would be nice. We have a lot of similar games. Think in the college ranks, so it'd be important that those hit.
Last time we were similar, it didn't work.
Yeah, I feel like we had they like all missed. It was a mixture of college and pro, and they all missed. That means they're all gonna hit this week.
I'm down.
Flip the script here. Okay, got a good slate of college games this week, headlined by none bigger than number 3 Penn State hosting number 4 Ohio State. The line opened at Ohio State by 4. It is now down to 3 as we record. The total for this one is at 45. Pretty low total. I don't think I'm going to play this game. If I was going to play it, it would probably be Ohio State, with it getting down to 3. Because I don't trust James Franklin as far as I can throw him.
Yeah, Ohio State just doesn't seem like Ohio State this year, but you can't bet on James, so it's a no play.
Yeah, Ohio State struggled against Nebraska last week. You have to think that's probably a look-ahead spot. They're looking ahead. I don't know what to make of Ohio State. They've been very underwhelming. They had that loss at Oregon. Their O-line, note I had in here about this game is their left tackle went down. I don't remember who it was against, maybe 2 weeks ago. And then in the Nebraska game, while I was watching that, their backup left tackle, who was in for him, also went down with what looked like a bad knee injury. So I think they're 3 deep at the left tackle spot. And Penn State always has good edge rushers. You know, last year it was Chop Robinson coming around the edge. Michigan couldn't even hear the snap count in Happy Valley, and he was already in JJ's lap. So that's something to keep in mind. I feel like that could be a huge advantage. You know, you get a 3rd and 8 early in the game, and the 3rd string left tackle gets blown by for a sack, kills the drive. Other notes on this game is Drew Aller's banged up. He left the Wisconsin game at, I think, around halftime last week. Sounds like he's going to play, but definitely something to keep an eye on. That'll limit his mobility. I think Penn State has the advantage in the trenches on both sides. But I just can't. I can't bet James Franklin in this game. Penn State's like 1-9 in their last 10 games against Ohio State. For whatever reason, it just never comes together. And I don't know. It's either an under play or an Ohio State play, and I'm doing neither.
Don't blame you. Disgusting game. Root for everybody to blow up. But yeah, Happy Valley is not easy to go into. So, even Michigan a couple years ago struggled there during the noon game, and Penn State had a bad team.
Yeah, I think this if this game was a night game, whiteout game, I think I'd probably be on Penn State here. But having it be at noon is a big buzzkill.
Let's go to actual plays, because screw those teams. Take the, I don't know. I'm Penn State, he's on Ohio State, but neither of us are willing to put money on it. Do what you will with that. Money we will spend happily. Indiana and MSU, both taking them to cover 7.5. That's a noon game, right?
I think that's a 3:30.
3:30. Oh, I guess we're skipping the noon for a second. Probably because we were so excited to put them and Army on our sheet because they're automatic wins. Now, have you heard about Rourke, if he's playing or not?
I looked up something today, and it sounds like he's ahead of schedule and probably will play.
Regardless, I'm taking Indiana. MSU's no good. 7.5 actually surprised us both when we saw the number, and it hasn't moved. So either people are still just down on Indiana, or nobody knows enough to even bet Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana has won every single game this year by at least 2 touchdowns.
That won't change.
Maybe they win this one by 10. I don't know, but it feels like definitely a good Indiana spot. I love it, absolutely love it, if Rourke's playing. But even if the backup's playing, I still feel confident.
See, the thing is, MSU got broken last week. Their whole season, everything built up to we're getting better, Michigan's declining, and we can beat Michigan. And then they just laid a turd. Their coach did. They didn't do anything. They played the safest, scaredest way of playing football. I think they're just done. I think Indiana's going to beat them. Even though it's in East Lansing.
They definitely have the coaching advantage. Cignetti is coach circles around everybody this year. I don't expect that to change. And you're right, this is kind of a, you know, MSU Super Bowl every year is Michigan, and they had a lot of momentum going into that game, and
yeah, they blew out Iowa at home.
And let us be the first to tell you that Michigan is not good.
Oh, don't worry, I'm taking Indiana next week. Unless they don't cover against MSU.
Right.
But
yeah, 7.5 feels pretty much anything under 10 points here, I would hop on Indiana.
It's pretty much Indiana and Army, enough said. Go into Army. Air Force at Army, that is a noon game. You sent me a tweet today. Army's undefeated against the spread, and Air Force hasn't beaten the spread once. So that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, this one's at Army's favored by 21.5, which the only reason I have any qualms, which I have no qualms about betting Army because they're automatic, but I don't love that it's two service academies going against each other. If it was just any other random team not named Air Force or Navy, I'd be fine with this, but there's always, you know, Air Force is going to get up for this game more so than a random team would. And that's a lot of points to be laying, but you just can't not have Army on your play slip. They're automatic, literally.
You know what I say until they burn me as I'm playing Navy this week. Yeah, Army's a wagon. They will continue to be a wagon. Watch them win by 21, but who cares? The next game, we're a little different on, but we're both still on the same side. We got Minnesota favored by 3 against Illinois. That's a noon game. In Illinois, I have a money line at plus 124. You have them covering Illinois, that is, at minus 115.
You always got to get your money line playing there, don't you?
Listen, they're going to win. They're not losing.
BYU did it for you.
That's right. And they're not losing at home to Minnesota. I've been hurt by Minnesota, so it's a spite bet. But here we are.
This feels very similar to the BYU game. You look at the line, and it's like, why is that team favored?
Mm-hmm.
And BYU crushed UCF, dominated that game last week. Illinois, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Illinois is some great team. but I don't think they're 3-point different than Minnesota, especially at home.
I look at a common opponent in Michigan, and no, Illinois didn't dominate Michigan. But Michigan just couldn't finish drives. They couldn't get anything going against Illinois. Michigan had Minnesota handled. Now, crap happened in the second half, and you can say they had fight back and all that. It was not that close of a game until the very end, and it was kind of like Michigan fell asleep at halftime, went in cruise control. I don't think Minnesota's got fight in them. I think Illinois is kind of having a good year, and they're going to keep riding that. They're not going to be deterred. They went, into the number one team in the country's place last week? I mean,
They didn't show. They were there, but they weren't there. Yeah.
It's like you have to go across country. Illinois is still Illinois. But now they're at home. It's a get-right week. I like their coach way better than PJ Fleck.
And that's what I was just going to say is I like the coach of Illinois. I like the quarterback more at Illinois, Luke Altmyer. And give me 3 points to play with and the home team. It's as simple as that.
Can't goad you to a money line?
No. If you were giving me a field goal to play with, I'm going to use it.
Oh, come on.
Nay. All right. I'm fresh out of college plays.
Good. I got more for the people.
Keep it coming.
All right. I'm trying to figure out which game's first. A 12:45, yes. Vandy at Auburn. I can't convince him to play this either. He's been hurt too much, folks, and we need to get Jared right so he starts playing my games with me. Vandy at Auburn. Vandy is +7. As I live and breathe right now, it is +7. Would you care to touch it at +7?
I need the hook at 7.5.
What in the world tells you Auburn's covering by 7?
I got hurt by Auburn 2 weeks ago when they went to Missouri and somehow covered in that ridiculous game against Missouri.
Okay.
Peyton Thorne is disgusting.
That's the same logic I'm using with Minnesota. I'll let it slide. I'm taking Vandy +7, -112. They're just a fun Cinderella story this year. They actually had a decent game against Texas last week. Yeah, Texas was better, but Vandy's already beat Bama this year.
How much did they only lost by?
One score.
Yeah.
So they're hanging around. They seem to just be more physical. Their quarterback's like a cool story.
Cooler than BYU's quarterback?
Way cooler, actually.
No way.
And he's just a baller. He had one of like those, oh, you know you're going to win the game moments against Bama. Went on a 4th-and-1. He like threw a bomb to the end zone. And the guy made a diving catch. So give me Vandy. I don't like Auburn at all. And then my last game.
Vandy really going to beat Alabama and Auburn in the same game? What a world we live in.
No, they could just cover. I will not go as far to say.
Take a money line.
No way. That's way different than 3 at home. Yeah, Indiana's still 7.5. This Navy at Rice is a 4 p.m. Navy is covering. Sorry, did not put the odds. It's +11 at -110. Or -11, sorry. So that means they're going to win by more than 11. Listen, I watched that Navy-Notre Dame game.
You watch all 6 turnovers?
6 turnovers. Now, that means they weren't close at all, but it's also like, that's not going to happen again. At least I certainly hope not. I think they just get nervous, like you said, against a bigger school that they play all the time.
Notre Dame's a bad matchup for them. Just straight up.
Well, you know who's not 2-6? Rice. Navy's 6-1. They're not having 6 turnovers. Let's see. Rice's only wins are UTSA and Texas Southern.
Yikes.
Now, Rice has already played Army. Army beat them 37-14. Obviously, they're all in the same conference right now. But listen, They're not a big home field advantage. Everybody's off Navy. Thank goodness I'm going to stay on them.
And yeah, you probably get a lot of the public will forget to put Navy on their slip this week because they got burned last week by them. So you're not going to get a bunch of people inflating that, betting on Navy and inflating that number past two touchdowns. That's kind of wild that it's only 11 against Rice.
Come on.
Is in Rice?
Oh, yeah. Big state of Texas. Isn't Rice in Texas?
It's got to be.
Come on.
You asked me that earlier on the pod, and I still don't know where Rice is.
Come on. Hop on. Hop on.
Anchors away.
Oh, let's go. Okay, okay, okay. We got him in one.
What is that, plus 11?
Minus 11 at minus 110.
All
right. He's on the train. All right, all right.
We love America. We love our service academies.
Yes, we do. We'll always pick America. I even picked America last week. So did America. It didn't work out. We're ready to get burned twice. You know my saying, I play it till I get burned, and then I played them again. All right, let's hop to NFL, though. You take us away because you got more plays.
All right, 1 o'clock on Sunday as you're settling into your couch. We got Cowboys at Falcons. This is a very interesting game for a couple reasons. One, you've got the Cowboys with their backs against the wall in a must-win spot. And it's kind of hilarious to see the Cowboys so panicky, if you will, this early in the year.
Not my fantasy team. Dak Prescott's killing me.
Yeah, that's not ideal. Just have him keep throwing to CD.
I'm going to change this for you. You have it at
2.5. Cowboys are freaking out. If they lose this game, Jerry Jones might just
die.
Fly into practice and fire Mike McCarthy. He might come down from the press box and fire Mike McCarthy on the spot. There's a lot of turmoil there. And a lot of just weird stuff happening. And I say all of this to tell you that I'm taking the Cowboys to cover. Because it's do or die. Their backs are against the wall. It's a must win. On the flip side, the Falcons are chilling. Kirk Cousins is talking about walking into people's trap and taking over their trap. And they're just playing really well right now. Kirk Cousins is doing whatever he wants. They've beaten the Bucks twice already, and it's week 9, right? They've beat the Bucks twice?
Yes, they have.
So the division's locked up. They've already locked up the division. Tell me the Saints and the Panthers are going to take that from them. So they're in a really good spot. They're feeling good about themselves. Cowboys have to win. You're giving me 3 points with the Cowboys. I think these teams, on paper, are pretty even, so give me the Cowboys plus 3.
I respect it.
It feels bad taking the boys, but I think it's a really good spot for them.
It used to be, like when I looked at my play beginning of the year, you would say, oh, that's disgusting.
What play are you referring to?
Commanders at Giants. And all of a sudden, the Commanders are America's darlings. Now, I understand they're coming off an emotional win. They didn't play, like, they moved the ball against the Bears. They just didn't get tuds. They're going to get tuds at the Giants, and the Giants are dog. The Giants are horrible at football.
Can confirm that Monday night game was...
I'm sick of everybody making the Steelers look good because, trust me, the Steelers are not that good.
Yeah, Steelers have played a really easy schedule so far. Well, I will say this, though. Russell Wilson kind of does look
like... He looks like he's back, Russell sadly. Wilson,
which means they're going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, I don't... Notice how neither of us are playing the Steelers still. But yeah, Commanders at Giants. This is also a 1 o'clock game. Yes, it is. Jaden Daniels looked fine. Didn't look too hurt or banged up or anything. They will score, like I said, tuds. Because I picked up Zach Ertz in fantasy, and he will score a tud for me this week. But the Giants are just not good. Commanders are actually... I don't know. Did we place a bet on them to win the division? Oh, yeah.
Like...
A couple weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago. Commanders to win the NFC East.
Division winner placed on October 7th. Ten pays only 29, which is kind of depressing. But
we got them a little too late.
It's between that or the Eagles, man. The Eagles look good too.
Yeah, we should have put it on them when they beat the Bengals. That's when we kind of knew they were legit. But what is the line in this Giants Commanders?
It's 3.5, so just over a field goal.
It's in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dead football team if I've ever seen one in the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. Like I can't say I feel bad for him because he's an NFL quarterback, but the amount that America hates him is the funniest thing to me.
He's a thumb. The only thing I'll say about this bet is you got the triple D. Divisional desperate dogs.
And I'm falling right into that trap.
It's risky, but
keep me there, though. I'm going to take it. All right. Take us away on the biggest losers from last week.
Yes. We go right from the Commanders to the Bears. Also, play of the year last week. I mean, that play is going to live in infamy for the rest of our lives. We'll never forget that play. I mean, the Hail Mary itself was cool, but then you get the video the next day of Tyreek Stevenson just not even being a part of a Hail Mary play for the first 4 to 5 seconds, trash talking fans, and then
it's actually hilarious because you never see the wide receivers run down, and you just see them all just sprint in a line to try to get there as soon as possible while he's flipping fans off.
Yep, and he runs over there like an idiot, like, oh crap, I gotta get in this play. Jumps up and just smacks it right to a Commander's receiver. I mean, it would have been better off if he just stayed over there in the end zone and just talk trash to the fans the whole play. The Bears would have won.
I think so.
That's the funniest part.
I can't say you're wrong.
So, we got Bears at Cardinals. Also, shout out to the Cardinals last week for the winning their first back, for getting back-to-back wins for the first time in almost 3 flipping years when I take them to lose. So that was awesome.
I think you have a typo here.
How?
You told me you were taking the Cardinals to lose. They couldn't win 3 in a row, but I see an under. What's going on?
Well, they're favorite. If the Bears were favored, I'd take the Cardinals to cover. But the Bears, okay, so Cardinals are favored by 1. The under hit for me in that Commanders Bears game. If the over would have hit last week on that Hail Mary, I would have lost it. But
I know. What was
thank
it?
Thank goodness the
what was it at? When did it end at? Was it close?
18-15, so no.
Oh.
Thankfully, the offenses were so putrid in that game. They didn't finish drives. The under was chilling. So this one, I'm going to run it back with the Bears and hit another under at about the same line. The line is 45.5. Give me the under at -112. That Bears defense is legit. They held Jaden Daniels and company to, should have been, 12 points.
Well,
you could go anyway. They held them on. They should have held them under 20.
The defense played well enough, definitely, to win the game. Yeah.
Defense travels. Caleb Williams still not sold on him. He's up and down, kind of all over the place. So I like an under here. I think the Bears defense will keep Kyler in check. I also think you're going to get a sloppy performance out of the Cardinals because they've never. I wonder what the stat is. I don't have it in front of me, but 3 straight wins. It's probably been like a decade
since Larry Fitzgerald was playing.
Yeah,
Kurt Warner out there.
So yeah, there's no way the Cardinals are going to come out and play well here. So it's going to be sloppy, low scoring. I think we stay under 45.5.
All right. I could totally see Kyler and Marv. Oh, this would be their only other opportunity to hurt you is if they put up a bunch of points. You think they'll hurt you?
They do love to hurt me. Every time I play Kyler and Marv Harrison in fantasy, they both go off for 20-plus. Nah, not this week.
I don't know why I'm picking the same games. All my games today. Sorry, my computer. All my games in the NFL are disgusting. I'm going to do Patriots at Titans. I don't care what the under is. I think both teams are horrible. I think the Patriots defense No, the Jets aren't anything, you know, to write home about, but the Patriots defense kept them in it to win it. The Titans won't be as bad as they were against the Lions. That was just Lions running a train on a horrible team. But if you think Will Levis is going to march down the field on the Patriots, you're wrong.
Is Will Levis back? Or is it Rudolph still?
It might be Rudolph still. Rudolph ain't driving down.
Did Levis play against the Lions?
No, he didn't. I can't remember.
Regardless, they're like the same human.
Yeah, they're both horrible. And Drake May's a rookie. The Titans are going to want to tee off on him. Legarius Sneed hates his life for leaving the Chiefs. I don't understand why guys leave the Chiefs. Was he traded?
He probably got paid.
Still, why would you leave it?
Like, he got his Super Bowl ring already.
Wouldn't you want more? Tyreek?
Yeah, but
you think he likes his concussed quarterback?
I feel like if I was a player, I would get my one or two if I'm on like a dynasty, and then I would go get paid and just chill.
Are you kidding me? You go from Kansas City to Tennessee. You don't know who your coach is. Your quarterback's a bum.
Nashville's great.
All right.
He loves some good country music.
I don't know. I would try to win as many as possible. Anyway, I'm taking the under. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be 12-7.
What is the, do you know the line?
38 at minus 110.
This is pretty much an Iowa. This is an Iowa under. We're actually at Michigan under these days.
So, looks like you have two more, but they're one.
Yes. We're going to the 4 o'clock slate. Jags at Eagles. Eagles are favored by 7.5. The total is at 45.5. Give me the Eagles to cover here for my first play. I think the Eagles proved to the NFL world that they are back. I think they got their mojo back last week against the Bengals. That was a scheduled loss. Bengals were favored in that game, and Philly was kind of scuffling around leading up to that game, so it felt like a for sure loss. But they went out and won by like 20. Can't remember the final on that one, but they
dominated the Bengals on the road.
Yeah. Which is not, Bengals aren't great this year, but that's not easy to do. They've got all their offensive weapons back and healthy, and that offense is pretty scary when they're all healthy and things are clicking. They've kind of thrown off that funk that was bothering them for the beginning part of the year. So, and I just watched the Packers beat the Jags down in Jacksonville with Malik Willis. The Jags are not good, and I think the Jags won one in London, so they were coming into the Packers game saying, we got them at home, must win. If we win, our season's back on type thing, and they had all the opportunity in the world with a backup quarterback to do it, and they didn't, and I think they're cooked. They also had some injuries, Christian Kirk, Toast, Brian Thomas Jr., their stud rookie, might not play this week. So I don't see the Jags competing. I think they've kind of given up after last week, and I think the Eagles are finding their stride. This could get ugly. So with that, I'm also going to play the over at 45.5 because I think the Eagles are going to put up 30+. So if our lovely Jacksonville Jaguars can get to 13 or 17 or something like that, I think the over is going to be looking pretty nice. The Jags defense blows. I mean, Malik Willis was leading game-winning drives against them, so that's tough.
Right on.
Anything to say about your AFC South rival?
Nope. Hate them. And they always play the Packers tough, so don't take anything from what they did last week. I think you're right on the Eagles. The Eagles are hot. The Eagles actually look somewhat back, so watch them break both our hearts and the Jags to win and the under to hit.
Are you taking Eagles as well?
No, I'm not. You couldn't convince me.
Wow, I just sold you that for last. I sold you this pen for the last minute.
7.5 I don't love. But yeah, you're right. They're going to win by 10. I'm just passing on free money.
Hate to see it.
But that's okay.
Acres away, baby.
Yeah.
What's your...
They're playing Rice, though. Not...
I mean, Rice, the Jags. I see no difference. They're both 2-6.
Not doing it. All right, Saints at Panthers. That's my last game.
Holy piss, you weren't kidding about playing all the terrible games. What are you doing?
Bro, Saints are favored by 7.5 on the road.
It got up to 7.5?
Spencer Rattler is no good at football. Is Derek Carr back?
He is back. Just replace this play with the Eagles.
Yeah, Bryce Young's the starter right now, right? Here. Bryce Young's the starter still. He looked terrible at Denver, or against Denver. That was at Denver. I'm taking the Eagles to cover.
Derek Carr scaring you away.
Jags at Eagles -7.5. That's my bad. I should have known about Carr. Yeah, I don't trust the Panthers to beat Derek Carr, and the Saints need to win in the worst way.
It's in Carolina,
Yeah, it's almost like you'd take the Saints, but I don't want to touch 7.5.
Yeah, it's a gross game. If it was Rattler starting, this is a Panthers autoplay at 7.5. But with Derek Carr starting, he's competent enough, and he's also been out for a few weeks, so he's going to be like rested and, you know, not beat up from weeks and weeks of play.
And it seems Olave is like back.
Yeah, he can't seem to stay healthy this year either. But yeah, I don't know. With Derek Carr in there, I'd be nervous.
Is this mine? Yeah, it is. Sorry, folks. We kind of put baseball to the side. We are not. I'm not touching the World Series. It's Game 5 tonight.
No.
As we're recording on Wednesday. I think I want the Dodgers to win because I hate the Yankees.
I just hate the Dodgers less because they're far away and they don't bother me.
We don't deal with them. And we beat them in our season series.
Yeah. Do we?
Or do we split?
No, because Colt Keith had that. It was at Jake's wedding.
It was right before the All-Star break, right?
Yeah. That was an insane game. And what did we do against the Yankees this year? Weren't we, like, even with them, or?
We won the second series. I don't know. The first one, we didn't win a game, remember? We got swept the first one.
Yeah, you're right.
So we were 2-4 against them.
So if the Dodgers win, the Tigers won the World Series.
Essentially.
So, yeah, okay.
Because no other team beat the Dodgers in a series this year. Facts. That's not actually, don't quote us. Actually, a lot of plays from the boys were not scared of a little bit of adversity.
I need a good week. Sorry. It's been a little bit since I've had a winning week. I need a good week.
That's 8 from the boys, right? 8 apiece?
Yeah, I got to add Navy to my play.
You're more balanced than me. I have 3 NFL games, 5 college. You have 4-4. Plenty to do on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
No, I'll run through my plays here, and then you can take us home. Indiana at MSU. Indiana is going to cover -7.5. The mandatory Army play at -21.5 over Air Force. Illinois getting +3 at home against Minnesota. Even as I say that out loud, it still doesn't make sense. Navy to cover -11. Cowboys +3 on the road at the Falcons. Bears and Cardinals under 45.5. I got Eagles to cover 7.5 against the Jags. And Eagles to be over 45.5 in that same game.
All right. Indiana and Army, that's a given. Illinois money line +124. Vandy on the road +7 at Auburn at -112. Obviously, we love America. Give me Navy -11, -110. The Commies are going to go into New York and continue to show their dominance in the division. They're going to cover 3.5 at -108. The Pats, Titans, you might as well not turn it on. I will watch it for you guys. They're not getting to 38, so don't waste your time on a Sunday. Part of that might be because I picked up the Patriots defense this week. Don't worry about that in fantasy. Jags, Eagles, Jared convinced me. Shout out. I will blame him if this does not hit.
Yep, and you're taking the fall if Navy turns it over six times again.
If the midshipmen do not cover, I will not have them on my play sheet again this year. That's a guarantee.
That's a big promise to make.
Well, that's actually a lie. I'll take Army to cover when they play them.
Fair. That's fair.
So, but we keep grinding. We're just hanging around that. I'm two over. He's two under. We're right in that mid range. We're trying to break free. Get a little 7-1 week from the two of us, maybe.
I'm due for a good week.
Yeah, I'm totally ready for the Commanders to hurt me and the Cowboys to hurt you, but we'll go 7-1 and be fine.
Facts.
All right. With that said, have a good week, y'all. Do your own bets. We're just giving our insight. Clearly only take half of our bets. How about that? Because we're right in the middle range. But like I said, have a good week, and we will catch you next week on the next pod.